This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization announced on Friday it's approving a COVID-19 vaccine from China's state-owned drug maker Sinopharm for emergency use. The vaccine has already been given to hundreds of millions of people in China and abroad. It's the first time the WHO has given emergency use approval to any Chinese vaccine for any infectious disease. The emergency listing is a signal to national regulators on a product's safety and efficacy and would allow the shot to be included in COVAX, the global program to provide vaccines for poor countries. The World Health Organization has previously given emergency approval to COVID-19 vaccines developed by Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and last week, Moderna. The number of daily COVID cases globally dropped slightly for the first time in 10 weeks, but in India, cases continue to surge up 10% to an average of 385,000 new infections a day, according to AFP. The country has the most deaths per day and accounts for about a third of all deaths globally. India's neighbors are struggling now, too, with Nepal reporting twice as many cases compared to last week. All of Asia is seeing increases, while declines are continuing in Africa, Europe, the Middle East, United States, Canada, Latin America, and the Caribbean. China said Friday debris from a large rocket is unlikely to cause any harm when it falls from space and back to Earth. The U.S. military expects part of the rocket to descend sometime Saturday, calling it an uncontrolled re-entry. China launched the rocket late last month as it attempts to build its own space station. The country's foreign minister says it's expected to burn up on re-entry. This is VOA News. The U.S.'s top diplomat took a swipe at China on Friday during a United Nations Security Council meeting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken stressed the need for countries to uphold international commitments and focus on human rights. The United States has accused China of genocide by repressing Uyghur Muslims in detention centers. China denies accusations of abuse and says it's trying to stamp out extremism. Blinken says asserting domestic jurisdiction doesn't give any state a blank check to enslave, torture, ethnically cleanse their people, or violate their human rights in any other way. Japan extended a state of emergency Friday in Tokyo and three other areas until the end of the month, facing a surge in COVID-19 cases fueled by the spread of virus variants just months before the Olympics. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says the government had hoped a short and powerful state of emergency would contain a fourth wave of infection, but new cases in major cities such as Tokyo and Osaka are still at high levels. He said Friday it's still possible to host the Olympics, saying there will be firm infection measures for athletes and participants at the Tokyo Games. The order now ends less than 2 months before the July 23rd start of the Summer Olympics, which were postponed last year due to the pandemic. Officials also say they're worried Tokyo may run out of hospital beds soon. And at one nursing home in Osaka, 61 residents were infected with the coronavirus and 14 died while waiting to be hospitalized, according to public broadcaster NHK. The United Nations Human Rights Office called on Friday for an independent investigation into a Brazilian police operation in Rio against drug traffickers, which left 25 dead, including a police officer. Thursday's operation with helicopters appeared to be the deadliest in more than a decade and a long-standing history of what the UN calls disproportionate and unnecessary use of force by police. People targeted in the raid in a poor neighborhood were seen on video trying to escape across rooftops as police arrived in armored vehicles and helicopters flew overhead. Several world powers held a fourth round of high-level talks in Austria aimed at bringing the United States back into the nuclear deal with Iran. Talks restarted early last month, and Russia's negotiators said after Friday's meeting there was agreement on the need to intensify the process. He adds the delegations seem to be ready to stay in Vienna as long as necessary to achieve the goal. The U.S. pulled out of the landmark 2015 deal 3 years ago after then-President Donald Trump said the pact needed to be renegotiated. Find more on the story at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.